from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Steve Palazzolo, now with the 33rd team, our guest right now.
Why not the 44th team or something like that? Where is the 33rd in?
Because there's 32 NFL teams, Chris.
Oh.
You really are just now right. Realizing that?
There's a lot of things like that that I kind of do the whole, oh, it never made sense to me before.
Mm.
Yeah. Huh.
The 33rd NFL team. That's what we are.
I think the NFL should expand. Let's get 40 teams. Give me more games. I don't care if the quarterback play gets watered down, Steve. Give me more games to watch. Give me more content.
It's more work, too, though. At least for me.
Oh, we love it. It's a labor of love.
Steve, if the NFL expanded to 40 teams, would Kenny Pickett be a starting quarterback?
Yeah, he'd be on the fringe, I think. Yeah, he would. He'd have a starting job, I think.
Okay.
For at least another year.
Steve, I'm seeing a quote from TJ Watt. He went on Cam Hayward's podcast, and he was talking about how he's been in Pittsburgh since 2017, and he's never won a playoff game. And his pitch to guys like Russell Wilson this offseason was, hey, we need you. We're close. We're really close to breaking through and winning a playoff game. When you look at this team now that roster cutdown has happened, do they seem close to you to winning a playoff game?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're close. I think Omar Khan's done a pretty good job with the roster the last couple of years. I have concerns about wide receiver two. You know, I think there's a couple of those. Couple teams around the league, like what Washington did with Deami Brown essentially stepping into that role, Pittsburgh likely having Van Jefferson in that role. I've got some questions there. And then, you know, we'll see which Russell Wilson they get. But look, I think Tomlin always having them close to the green, so to speak, is valuable. He's obviously done a nice job keeping them competitive. And then, you know, it's about taking that next step. So, yeah, I think they're somewhat close.
In your opinion, is Arthur Smith going to be merely an upgrade over Matt Canada or a significant upgrade in terms of how this offense looks?
Yeah, I think he has a chance to be a significant upgrade. I know the fantasy people hate Arthur Smith because of all the playmakers that he had in Atlanta and, you know, didn't necessarily use them. But I think the more we learn about what they had in Desmond Ridder and, you know, him, you know, not even making the Arizona Cardinals and everything, I think you realize how much the quarterback was a factor there. Again, the last time we really saw Arthur Smith as a play caller, he was getting the most out of Ryan Tannehill, working play action, two tight end sets, pretty good running game. It's different personnel here with Pittsburgh. You don't have Derrick Henry, you don't have A.J. Brown, but you've got some pieces to work with. So I think, you know, Arthur Smith being just focused on just the offense and not having to run the entire team, I think should bode well.
Steve, the Steelers have a top blank roster in the NFL.
15.
So 15. Upper half, so above average. What then are the strengths of this team on paper?
Definitely the edge rushers, definitely the pass rush with TJ Watt and Alex Highsmith. You know, you could say the front seven, depending on if they get the new Patrick Queen and depending on, you know, what a guy like Peyton Wilson might do if he hits the ground running. So you could say the whole front seven. I think the offensive line isn't there yet, but it can be once they're healthy and once they're, you know, some of those young guys come together. So it's tough to say the line just yet. Certainly the tight end room with, you know, Freiermuth and Darnell Washington, and the secondary I think can get there. I think with Minka back there, Joey Porter Jr. in year two, I think they've got some potential there. So,
Steve, Isaac Say Amalu, who's going to be out for, I think it'll be probably 4 to 6 weeks if I had to guess based on what people are saying. Isaac Say Amalu, he's the Steelers' best lineman, but NFL-wide, he is a top blank interior lineman.
I mean, if you're just talking guards, he's in the probably the top 4 or 5. If you're talking, if you throw centers in there, it's closer to, you know, top 8, top 10. But, you know, he's been very good. You know, I think, you know, you saw what he did with Philadelphia, continue to get better during his time there. Good pass protector. I think he's improved a lot in the run game. And I liked him a lot coming out of college way back in 2016 at Oregon State because he showed that he could block even as a left tackle at Oregon State when they needed him. So I've always liked Say Amalu as a player. And I still use PFF grades and references. He was the fourth most valuable guard last year using PFF's war metric. So that's one way to sum it up.
Steve, with Russell Wilson, if the line is leaky, if it does have some issues because of Say Amalu being out and some younger guys being thrust into starting roles at the beginning of their careers, how do you think that impacts Russell Wilson's ability to be a good quarterback for this team? How much?
It's a big impact because, first off, there'll be games where he just drives you crazy because he's going to leave clean pockets and he's, you know, not going to take a 5-yard easy pass that seemingly is wide open. And so you already have to deal with those plays. If there's pressure through the middle, you start to lose the ability to get the ball down the field, or if there's pressure generally. And then I think the one of the issues with Russ over the last, say, 2 years is he's just lost a little bit of the twitch, a little bit of maybe a step as far as his athleticism goes. So when he's trying to break free from a rusher and make some of that magic happen, it's just not – he just doesn't do it as often as he used to. So I think the biggest thing is if there's pressure as part of their play action game or when they're trying to take shots down the field or get the ball to Pickens, get the ball to Freiermuth, you know, that's where there's going to be issues if you can't create chunk plays.
Steve, I guess this is like the irresistible force and the immovable object. The irresistible force, Russell Wilson's desire to not throw the ball to the middle of the field. The immovable object, Arthur Smith's desire to use the tight end in the passing game, presumably in the middle of the field. What wins out?
Russ has final say here. That's the tough part. Russ, he's got the final call, and if whether it's his height, whether it's you know, discomfort in doing it, or more comfort throwing the ball outside the numbers, Russell Wilson controls the action more than Arthur Smith does. So I think they're gonna have to find that balance, and they also have to figure out, you know, you can hit tight ends on outbreakers too, but yeah, I think for this offense to be good, they certainly have to maximize the middle of the field and you know, get Russell Wilson to attack it a little bit more than he has historically.
Steve, if there's no major quarterback injuries, if TJ Watt plays the whole season, if Minkah Fitzpatrick plays the whole season, and the Steelers go 9-8, will you say job well done by Mike Tomlin?
I think that's expectation. Because I think that's the expectation. Job done, I would say. Job done.
I'll leave it there.
Steve, did you ever, in your days in minor league baseball, were you ever a part of a game where you were up 7 runs after 6 innings and then lose the game by 4 runs like the Pirates yesterday?
Not off the top of my head, no. Unlikely.
What's the biggest lead you were ever a part of losing? Not like you had to pitch and were part of losing the lead literally, but your biggest lead a team of yours ever blew.
I don't remember. Not gonna, like, minor leagues are so self-centered. You're just like so worried about your career rather than the team.
Yeah, true.
I almost blew. They threw me in a 5-0 game in the 9th inning in A-ball one time, and I almost blew that. I think we won 5-4. Oh. The pitching coach was not happy.
Would managers freak out and do like big like fire and brimstone speeches in minor league ball like during a losing streak and like flip stuff?
Yes, they would. They really would. They were all different, but they would get upset about various things. Some of them just cared if you didn't play hard. That was when you really, like, when guys didn't run balls out to first base or guys just didn't cover first as a pitcher, whatever it might have, mental errors, that's when they really started to lose it because they're trying to develop players for the most part.
Yeah. All right, check Steve out, 33rd team, his podcast. What is it? Mike. The Mike.
Check the mic.
Check the mic. Okay, thank you. Check the mic with Sam Monson is there. It is very popular, and it has a new home, and people are loving it. Steve, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.